We speak different languages, we come from different cultures, but here we are, studying Australia. Welcome to today's episode. I'm your host, Felicity. Today is Christmas Eve, and I hope you all have a good and COVID-safe Christmas. And today, I would like to talk about Christmas in Australia. When you are in Australia, whether you celebrate it or not, Australia has started to let you know and plan for Christmas at least 1 month ago. Personally, I come from a country where we don't really celebrate Christmas. We do have a bigger holiday, which is Chinese New Year or Spring Festival, the one that has so many English names. But anyway, my point is, Australians really make a big deal for Christmas. They usually plan early on where to spend the Christmas Eve and the Christmas Day, etc. If it wasn't for COVID, they would book flight tickets in advance to visit family and friends instead of worrying about unexpected change of plans. My workplace has asked for people's availability around Christmas for early in September. And from November, every time when I walk into the shopping center to do grocery shopping, I can see the booth for taking a photo with Santa. Well, we're doing it COVID safe, which means no more Santa's lap. You have to sit in the chair a few meters away from Santa. Oh, and you need to book in advance. You can't just walk in and line up for it. And the only music you can hear in the shopping center will be Christmas songs. And not to mention, the supermarket has long started to sell Christmas-related products, such as Christmas pudding. Christmas decoration in the workplace also starts in December. You might even see Santa driving a bus. Although I'm pretty sure that Santa actually has a driver license. My workplace also has a Christmas decoration competition between different office areas in December. For those who work from home, they can also decorate their home office with the same theme of their offices. And I respect whoever wins those competitions, because if you have seen the photo of how much effort they have put in, you will be amazed by their creativity. Some of the houses in my neighborhood have decorated their houses in the Christmas style from November. I can see Christmas lights, Christmas decoration, and even a Santa balloon. Workplace also had a Christmas party before Christmas to celebrate the end of the year. Schools and universities would also have an end-of-year celebration or graduation before Christmas. Although due to COVID, many things are different now. For friends' celebration, I have always been interested in Secret Santa, which has become popular in recent years. According to Wikipedia, how it works is members of a group or community are randomly assigned a person to whom they give a gift. The identity of the gift giver is to remain a secret and should not be revealed. It sounds quite intriguing, isn't it? But unfortunately, I haven't experienced it. For family celebration, a normal Australian family will buy decorated hams, roast turkey, roast chicken, salads, and roast vegetables for Christmas dinner and Christmas Day lunch. And on Christmas Day, because it's a holiday with family, almost everything will have a different business hour around Christmas. For example, I was transiting in this small town on Christmas Day around lunchtime. I saw I had enough time to find a restaurant, to get some food, and then go to Sydney. Instead, I couldn't find any restaurant open in the main street. And the supermarket Woolworths only opens a few hours in the morning. But I unfortunately arrived about 1 hour later, so I could only use the vending machine and the chocolate bar I had with me. And the public transport, such as buses in Canberra, will only run from 7:40 a.m. to 5 p.m. So if you want to travel after it, you either need to catch a taxi or car share. And normally, cities will have carols, lighting, and even fireworks. But this year, due to COVID, many things have changed. But still, everyone should have a safe and nice Christmas. So I wish you all have a good and COVID-safe Christmas. And that's all for today. You're welcome to share your Christmas story on our Facebook page, Twitter account, and WeChat official account, 徒儿留学记, and that's a wrap.